You are listening to Mission Audio's production of Sketches New and Old by Mark Twain. This book is read by Robin Field. This audio recording was produced in 2015 by Mission Audio, which owns the copyright. No portion of this recording may be reproduced for any reason without prior written consent from Mission Audio. Please visit booksinaudio.com to offer your impressions of this work and to explore additional titles. Mark Twain's Sketches, New and Old. Preface. I have scattered through this volume a mass of matter which has never been in print before, such as learned fables for good old boys and girls, the jumping frog restored to the English tongue after martyrdom in the French, the membranous croup sketch, and many others which I need not specify. Not doing this in order to make an advertisement of it, but because these things seemed instructive. Mark Twain, Hartford, 1875. My Watch, an instructive little tale. My beautiful new watch had run 18 months without losing or gaining, and without breaking any part of its machinery or stopping. I had come to believe it infallible in its judgments about the time of day, and to consider its constitution and its anatomy imperishable. But at last, one night, I let it run down. I grieved about it as if it were a recognized messenger and forerunner of calamity. But by and by I cheered up, set the watch by guess, and commanded my bodings and superstitions to depart. Next day I stepped into the chief jeweler's to set it by the exact time, and the head of the establishment took it out of my hand and proceeded to set it for me. And then he said, "She is 4 minutes slow. Regulator wants pushing up." I tried to stop him, tried to make him understand that the watch kept perfect time. But no, all this human cabbage could see was that the watch was 4 minutes slow, and the regulator must be pushed up a little. And so, while I danced around him in anguish and implored him to let the watch alone, he calmly and cruelly did the shameful deed. My watch began to gain. It gained faster and faster day by day. Within the week, it sickened to a raging fever, and its pulse went up to 150 in the shade. At the end of 2 months, it had left all the timepieces of the town far in the rear, and was a fraction over 13 days ahead of the almanac. It was away into November, enjoying the snow, while the October leaves were still turning. It hurried up house rent, bills payable, and such things in such a ruinous way that I could not abide it. I took it to the watchmaker to be regulated. He asked me if I had ever had it repaired. I said no, it had never needed any repairing. He looked a look of vicious happiness and eagerly pried the watch open, and then put a small dice-box into his eye and peered into its machinery. He said it wanted cleaning and oiling, besides regulating. Come in a week. After being cleaned and oiled and regulated, my watch slowed down to that degree that it ticked like a tolling bell. I began to be left by trains. I failed all appointments. I got to missing my dinner. My watch strung out 3 days' grace to 4 and let me go to protest. I gradually drifted back into yesterday, then day before, then into last week. And by and by the comprehension came upon me that, all solitary and alone, I was lingering along in week before last, and the world was out of...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?